Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of Constellation's 2022 launch conference here in Durham, North Carolina, on the campus of University of Duke or Duke University.
Would it be either way, it's gorgeous. Duke? I'm not sure. It's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous here, yes. It is absolutely, yeah. Got these cool trees. The weather is great outside. Yeah. You're going to go for a run right after this.
So now you've said it on like recorded media, so I have to do it.
It's exactly.
Before that, I was
holding you accountable.
I could have blown it off, but now, yes.
Holding you accountable. If you guys are wondering who in the world I'm talking to, you should know this guy. It's Greg Hammerman from Larkey. So how are you, Greg?
I'm doing great.
Really, it's Greg with two G's at the end, by the
two
way.
Two G's at the end. I like how you like made it. Sometimes people say two G's. It's like, well, there's three. There's the one at the beginning and two at the end. But yes,
oh,
two
right.
at the end.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Okay. My phone is 5G, if I can say that.
That's, yeah.
That's going it's, extreme. I'll probably edit that one out. I apologize. But anyway, Greg, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
I'm doing really well.
Glad to have you here. And how is the show going? I know we're kind of a day and a half into it or so, something like that.
Yeah, we have been partnered with Constellation for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. We wanted to come to these events, and then unfortunately because of the pandemic, they've been canceled for a few years. We were signed up, we were ready, and so it's thrilling to be here. And I think it's a really cool time for what they're doing, because now clients are live. People are rolling out. There's an ecosystem that's coming together. I think that's the feel. You're right. I've only been here only a day into it. But you start to see how it's all sort of gelling together with credit unions being live on the platform, fintechs like us being a part of it and adding to the experience there, and then more credit unions that are here that aren't yet on the platform but are thinking about it and learning what they can do, and actually fintechs like us talking to other fintechs about, hey, if we're both on the platform, what cool things could we do together?
Exactly.
So it really feels like the perfect timing for all this to come together.
Yeah, we just had Asna and Fingal in here, and they
David from Fingal, we were talking last night about doing stuff together.
There you go, and they're working together.
Yeah.
Because and it wouldn't have happened if it weren't for Constellation.
Right.
So it's kind of cool how those types of things happen.
Yeah.
So there's opportunity abound.
It is. And there's a good mix here of sessions, like the one I just came out of, and also like last night at dinner, I was talking to David from Fingal, because there's time to hang out and talk and understand, what are you doing and how are you working with these guys and how can we all work together? Mm-hmm. So I think there's going to be a lot of good that comes out of this.
Yeah, no doubt. And speaking of a lot of good coming out of this, what are some takeaways? And do you have any goals in mind coming here, or you just kind of like, hey, let's see what happens and whatever happens.
Well, so for us, there are a couple of goals. We have a couple of clients now that are also part of the Constellation environment, some pretty big credit unions, and so they have their go-live dates, and so we wanted to be here and talk to them about the work we're doing together in this platform. Mm-hmm. We have had talks. We had talks yesterday with the development team from Constellation about the work that we're doing together and how that's all going and some questions we have and some better ways to work together, mm-hmm. and then it is really some of those new partnerships with other fintechs that we might not know that well. Mm-hmm. So that was kind of what was on my agenda when I got on a plane yesterday morning, and thankfully the plane actually landed at the right time in the right place. So now we are able to do it. Well, yeah, flights were a little rough the last few days.
I hear you. I hear that. Yeah, and you come here and you meet people that you don't know, and like, hey, maybe there's something, there's a connection there down the road somewhere. So yeah.
And some of it's not very far down the road. Some of it's a pretty short road where you see where it's becoming very, very clear.
Well, especially in today's fast-paced environment. Yeah, you got to make these things happen quick sometimes.
Yeah.
Speaking of today's environment, what are you seeing out there as far as what, especially in your neck of the woods, what are you seeing out there that credit unions need to be aware of?
Well,
coming down the turnpike.
So I've got my view on things. So I'm going to answer from the Larkey perspective, right? So
exactly.
One of the things that we see is the challenge. There was a big shift that happened during the pandemic, a lot more digital adoption, people not coming into branches, but being able to access and do things through the digital platform, and that's awesome,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going back. And so one of the things that we're working with financial institutions on is, okay, you're at this place where you've got this very powerful mobile experience or digital experience, and people can interact with you that way, but how can you be more helpful and be more proactive and not wait for them to raise their hand and mm-hmm. say they need help?
Mm-hmm.
And so one of the things that we think about and we're reading a lot about and we're speaking a lot about actually is, what data do you have? And this is part of the conversation with Fingal. What can you understand about a member or account holder that can enable you to reach out to them in a constructive sort of way? The experience I was mentioning flying. So I fly Delta a lot. I live in Detroit area. There's a hub, all that stuff. I have the Delta mobile app on my phone. They don't wait for me to log into it to tell me that they're boarding. They don't wait for me to log in to tell me that my baggage has been scanned on the plane. They have push notifications, which is what Larkey does, that tells me all that stuff proactively. And so it's an interesting experience. When I was sitting in the airport yesterday morning, I was at a restaurant and it said, hey, the plane's starting to board. A push notification came through. I wasn't doing anything on my phone, but it came through and said, hey, your plane's starting to board. No hurry, it's not your group yet, but head over towards the gate.
Right.
Those kind of helpful things, we're starting to have more conversations with credit unions about things like, hey, you know, maybe you've got a couple thousand bucks in your checking account, and that's great, but always on the last 5 days of the month, you've got $3,000 of expenses that are auto-paid. Mm-hmm. Can they proactively notify you and say, hey, you're going to have something that's going to happen. Yeah. Can we help with that?
Or
can they reach out to you about refinancing a loan because they have a better rate and not wait for you to ask the question, but be a partner to you in your financial life? Mm-hmm. And so that's a lot of what we think about and what we're working on and what credit unions seem to be really excited about.
And we both know the answer to this question, but what does that do for a member's mindset when those things come through on your phone, these push notifications? What does that do for a member's mindset?
There's an art to doing it. And so if done right, it really builds a mindset that there's a partnership, that this is my financial institution watching out for my financial well-being. And that's an important thing to happen. One of the topics that comes up at these and other events is the competitiveness for financial institutions to maintain those relationships. And I think to excel in that area, to be really good at making people feel like they're cared about and watched out for, is a way to build those relationships and build the chance that people are going to stick around and stay with you.
All right, you just brought up a really interesting point that I'm fascinated with, the art of push notifications. I don't want you to reveal any trade secrets or anything here, but do you have any suggestions for credit unions on how to do this right? Because sometimes they can be annoying. What's the balance? What's the fine line there to where they're helpful but not annoying?
Back to that Delta example, we think about, you know, when is this something that it's actionable, that can be helpful in someone's life and avoid problems, basically, is a really good way to think about it. There's a certain amount of messaging. We have in our systems caps so that people don't get more than X messages a day. It's easy for a credit union to find that. But really, my belief and what we're seeing in the stats, because we collect a lot of data about the push notifications we send out, is if they are meaningful and useful, people it doesn't bother people.
Right.
I flew Delta yesterday. They sent me 4 notifications. One in the morning that my flight was delayed, so I didn't leave my house when I was going to leave my house.
I love those.
That was helpful. Mm-hmm. One that my flight was boarding when I was sitting in the restaurant, so I started to head over there. And one that said, it is now my turn for my section, so I could get out of my computer because I was sitting there at the gate not paying any attention. And I was like, go. So, you know, is it annoying? I got 3 notifications from Delta yesterday morning. No, because
they were
all helpful.
Very helpful.
We think really more about the content of them and making sure that they're actually serving people. And of course, you know, the other huge part of this is giving individual account holders control. If somehow or another you don't think that's helpful, turn it off. That's okay.
But we
want to make sure people have the control to do what works for them.
Right, kind of empowering the member in that area. So for sure. Okay, I like that.
Yeah,
because I mean, again, there's an art to it. There's a science to it, for sure.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
And we've gotten pretty good at it with our clients live across lots of different size credit unions and trying lots of different things. It's been fun to have credit unions come to us with ideas and say, hey, we're trying to solve this problem. Can you help us do it? And to be able to build campaigns for them to do that.
Excellent. All right, sir. Well, anything else to add to wrap this up?
So, I'm just going to thank you for being here. It's always good to see
pleasure.
You and spend some time together and catch up.
So. It's been a while in person.
Yes.
It's good to be back together. It's good to see everybody again.
Lots of familiar faces and lots of people doing a lot of great stuff in our space. So that's exciting.
And some new folks too.
That's true too.
Always good. Yes. Always welcome. For sure. All right, Greg. Well, I'll let you get back at it. I'll let you get back on your run.
Oh, now he said it twice. So now I really got to do it.
And I want a full written report.
So can I come back? If you're here, I can do the sweaty 30-second recap.
Yeah, we can do that as well.
God.
Oh my gosh, I'll be here. I'm guaranteed I'll be here.
For the record, folks watching at home, it says according to my watch, it's 88 degrees outside in Durham. So if there's heat stroke, if you read about it, it's all like lost.
Well, I'll call 911. How about that?
That's great. All right. Thank you so much.
Congrats on the success and keep up the good work and look forward to the next chat.
All right. Thanks.
On the backside of your run.
Yeah. I'll be here.
Well done.